Jeep Grand Cherokee is a large four-wheel drive that has become more like a luxury SUV over the years. I drove the Overland model last week. Priced from a bit over $100,000 plus usual costs, it's getting up there in price, but it comes absolutely packed with safety and luxury features. Inside, it's comfortable with heated front and outer rear seats. And the model I drove also had an option pack that included front massage seats, and I made good use of them. There's a large 10-inch central touchscreen for the Jeep Uconnect system. Touch sensitivity is excellent, and the level of control through the inbuilt apps, it is almost mind-boggling. Other features include wireless smartphone connectivity and charging, large panoramic sunroof, and automatic LED headlights. There's an electric version of the Jeep, but I drove the 3.6-litre V6 petrol version. It comes with Jeep's famous dual-range four-wheel drive capability and an 8-speed automatic transmission. It has enough performance to keep most people happy, but it can be a bit thirsty if pushed, especially around town. Even though it has the Jeep four-wheel drive capability, I didn't really see many going too deep into the bush. It's more of a luxury urban SUV that will find its home at the snowfields or towing the boat. This is Motoring Minute, I'm Brianna Fraser.
The clock is ticking and the change is happening. The Australian vehicle fleet is going electric and you need to keep up to date with ecocarguide.com.au. Head to EcoCarGuide now for a look at the Lexus electrified sport that's coming to Australia. There's details on the Melbourne Electric Car EV show, details on battery health on a hybrid or plug-in hybrid EV, and Audi's giving you the chance to win a Q5 TFSI E. All those stories, so much more, ecocarguide.com.au.